most Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his saintly, the honored disciples and the holy apostles, many prophets and righteous men had desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and act according to your holy gospel through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, all those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and the prayers which we offer upon unto you, our God. Those who have already foolishly proposed them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. Read from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us all. Amen. From the sons of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people, and my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, whom is glory forever. Amen. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen cloth lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head not lying with the linen cloth, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and she stood down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She, supposing him to be in the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, Teacher. Jesus said to her, Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, as the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of God the Father, has broken every bond of our sins, through his saving, life-giving sufferings, who breathed into the face of his saintly disciples and the holy apostles and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven to them. If you return the sins of any, they are forgiven, they are retained. Now also, and Master, you have given grace through your holy apostles to those for a time labor the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to loose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness and love and mankind for your servants, my father, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and loose every mud of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you, knowing the unknown, drunk, short, and deed and word from faint hearted, do, Master, who knows the weakness of men as a good angel, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with the defiance and eternal and your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you to good Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence, with you now at all times, and please, for each is a mean, keen, to pray to you, thank for our Father who art in heaven. Then, Thank you. The tears, our prayer of this blessed day is offered to Christ, my King and my Lord, beseeching him to forgive us our sins. From the Psalms of David the prophet and the King, may his blessing be with us all. Amen.